WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Sidney Lumet lives in New York City, and he set several of his movies there. Prince of the City, Serpico. His new movie, Q&A, gets into corruption and racism in New York. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Q&A is Sidney Lumet's smartest, most entertaining picture in years, and his first movie since the glory days of Serpico and Dog Day Afternoon to prove as provocative as he intends it to be. That's because he's tackling two subjects here, and they play off each other like spices. One is Lumet's old favorite, New York police corruption, but the other is something new. It's the racism that has crept above ground during the 80s, infecting nearly every facet of New York life. For Lumet, the city's judicial apparatus becomes a microcosm for the great melting pot that just won't melt. In the precinct houses, in the DA's offices, it's the Irish versus the Jews, versus the blacks, versus the Puerto Ricans. On the Irish side, we meet the veteran homicide detective Mike Brennan, played by Nick Nolte, who's just killed a Puerto Rican informer and tried to make it look like self-defense. The assistant DA, played by Patrick O'Neill, is Irish too, and he wants Mike's indiscretion covered up, so he calls in the greenest young Irish lawyer on his staff, Al Riley, played by Timothy Hutton, to handle the interrogation, the Q&A, that'll go to the grand jury. Mike looks innocent until Al starts digging, and soon Lumet has laid out a vast network of corruptions based on pitting one ethnic group against another inside the system. Nolte's Mike Brennan figures he can get Hutton's Al Riley off the case if he just talks to him in his usual half-friendly, half-menacing way. After all, nobody's completely clean. Al himself used to be a cop, and his partner Moon was corrupt, and Al didn't say anything about it then, did he?
Like you rode with Moon Mullins, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's retired now, right? He's in Miami. It's Moon over Miami, huh? But let's say some eager beaver assistant DA gets a hold of Moon. Hey, we know you were taken. We got your nuts in our hand. We know who you rode with. He didn't report it, so he must have had his hand in too, right, Moon?
Cops don't rap that easy, Mike.
Oh, I know that, Al. But you got to picture Moon. I mean, for Christ's sake, his pension for good could go. In the meantime, his DA's crooning in his ear, give us some names, we'll give you immunity, give us cops. You think Moon's going to sit on that? He'll give him the whole BBA roster.
Nolte is an extraordinary monster in this movie. A terrifying hound dog of a villain, whose bark is plenty scary and whose bite is even worse. But actors love Sidney Lumet because he encourages them to froth and twitch and eat the decor. And that's what a lot of his players do here. Patrick O'Neill and Timothy Hutton are so excruciatingly typecast that everything they do seems ponderous and predictable. And the movie is full of thugs straining to seem thuggish and transvestites straining to seem queenie. Meanwhile, the director's daughter, Jenny Lumet, strains to seem merely competent in the misconceived role of Hutton's ex-fiancée. She spends most of the movie blaming Hutton for everything that's gone wrong in her life, just because he had a funny look on his face when he found out her father was black. She also says she once fell out of love with a man when he came to bed with just his socks on. Touchy, touchy. It's bad ideas like these that cast shadows on Lumet's good ones. Meanwhile, his movie steams and swirls. His actors struggle to out-ham each other. The racial slurs fly and the plot twists coil, and Q&A gradually begins to seem almost hilariously overwrought. Lumet has made his best film in years, but I still left it feeling as though someone had spent the last 2 hours sitting on my head and screaming in my ear.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.